This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, and I really enjoy starting the day with you each day and going into God's Word together and spending some time with God. Time with God, it's the most important thing in your life. Have you learned to put it first? Knowing it's the most important doesn't do you any good unless you organize your life to reflect that priority. Set your alarm at a time that enables you to spend some time in God's Word each day. And don't just get in a rut of reading a passage and then praying your requests and then going into your day. No, realize that God is there with you. He is speaking to you through His Word. And as you speak to Him in prayer, don't just bring a list of requests. Talk to Him about what He's saying to you. Talk to Him about your day. Share with Him what's on your heart, your feelings, even if they're feelings of anger or anxiety. Share them with God, and then remember who He is and speak in faith to Him about how He's going to be involved in those things. Spend time with God every day. We're talking this week about God's grace in our lives. And today we come to a passage in Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. It says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world." That is, just like everyone in this world lives. "According to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience." That is, Satan was involved in trying to move you further and further away from God. "And among them," that is, the rest of the people around us, "we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God," isn't that great? It doesn't just stop by talking about the condition we were in without Jesus Christ. "But God," God got involved. He didn't have to. We didn't deserve it, but He loved us. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Jesus, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come He might show the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as the result of works." There's no amount of good works that you do that could have earned what God has done for you. In the depths of your sinfulness, God came. Not as a result of works, so no one can boast. No one can say, "I deserved salvation." No. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God wants to transform your life. Don't think you have to clean your life up before you can come to God, before God would want to talk to you. No. God comes, "but God, being rich in mercy," when we're dead in our transgressions and sins, when there's nothing about us that would make us attractive to God, God, because of His love, being rich in mercy, reaches out to us. Jesus died for you so that you could find forgiveness with God. God is ready to give you that forgiveness if you will turn to Him and invite Him to remake your life the way it needs to be. Why don't you turn to God right now and put your trust in Jesus Christ and receive God's forgiveness and become part of His family? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.